Another ballad group now, and my favourite ballad group, the Dublin City Ramblers. They're not singing a Dublin song. They're singing the Rose of Moon Coin. And again, if I may, refer back to my trips to the US, my first trip with the band. And this was another song that I had to learn during our tour, because it's one that we hadn't rehearsed before leaving Ireland for America. We didn't even think of it, actually. We tried to get as many songs from as many counties as we could, but we'd overlooked this one. And this was another song that I had to learn during breakfast in some of the hotels that we stayed in. But here, the Dublin City Ramblers, and I hope those of you who know the song might join in and sing along.
How sweet is to roam by the sunny Easter stream and hear the birds coo beneath the morning sunbeam, where the thrush and the robin their sweet notes entwine on the banks of the shore that flows down by Moonkine. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along, by your waters so clear sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I wander, where first I did shine with you, lovely Molly, the Rose of Moonkine. She sailed far away o'er the dark rolling foam, far away from the hills of her dear Irish home, where the fisherman sports with a small boat and line by the banks of the Shear that flows down by Moonkine. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along, by your waters so clear sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander, I did shine with you, lovely Molly, the Rose of Moonkine. Oh, Molly, dear Molly, it breaks my fond heart to know that we two forever part. But I'll think of you, Molly, when the sun and moon shine on the banks of the Shear that flows down to Moonkine. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along, by your waters so clear sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander, where first I did shine with you, lovely Molly, the Rose of Moonkine. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along, by your waters so clear sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander, where first I did shine with you, lovely Molly, the Rose of Moonkine.
Tarshiva Geistert Sounds Irish, Limisha, Joe Bollard. Thank you. Eileen Ivers there playing two pieces for us, The Kerryman's Daughter and Lord Gordon. Now, I don't know whether there was any connection between The Kerryman's Daughter and Lord Gordon, but Eileen Ivers played both of them remarkably well. Well done, that lady. Now, the beauty of doing a programme like Sounds Irish, and you know the idea behind the programme, is that any track has something to do with Ireland. It might not necessarily be an Irish song, could be an Irish singer, the song could be written by an Irish person, or it could be about Ireland. This, for instance, now we're going back, and I will be accused of doing stage Irish, as we call it here, but nevertheless, I love this song. Bing Crosby and From Finian's Rainbow, How Are Things in Glacamora?
I hear a bird, a Londonderry bird. It well may be he's bringing me a cheery word. I hear a breeze, a River Shannon breeze. It well may be it's followed me across the seas. Then tell me, please, how are things in Glacamora? Is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down to Donnycove through Killybegs, Kilkerry and Kildare? How are things in Glacamora? Is that willow tree still weeping there? Does that lassie with the twinkling eye come smiling by? And does she walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along the way, and each lass that comes a-sighing to relay, how are things in Glacamora this fine day? Weeping willow and each brook along the way, and each lass that comes a sighing to relay, how are things in Glacamora this fine day?
Let me elaborate a little about stage Irish. We people in Ireland never, ever say Faith and Begorra, or Begorra and Begosh, or the top of the morning to you now. We don't say that. That comes down from movies made by people like Barry Fitzgerald. But the greatest stage Irish movie, in my book anyway, was The Quiet Man with John Wayne and, was it Maureen O'Hara? Oh, you'll tell me if I'm wrong, but I think it was. Now, a lot of that was stage Irish. It was aimed at the American audiences. And, well, it was a big hit here in Ireland, let's be honest about it. But in, well, certainly in the 40s and early 50s, there were lots of Irish characters in movies, and most of them played by either Barry Fitzgerald or Noel Pearsall or the like. And I'm not knocking them for what they did. They were good, entertaining movies, but you must take them for what they are. They were stage Irish, some people's idea of what the characters should be like. And, you know, Irish people are not like that at all. But now, having said that, and having given you a sermon on that, I still love some of the music, particularly from The Quiet Man. There was lovely music in that. And there, from Finian's Rainbow, Bing Crosby, and How Are Things in Glachamara. The only thing that just grates on the nerves, for me anyway, is when you hear people who are not Irish acting Irish parts, trying to do Irish accents. Oh, my word. Speak to what do you call the guy from the Rolling Stones and his interpretation of Ned Kelly? Oh, my Lord. One of the emails I got during the week, and I did get some this week, well done, and thank you to those listeners. We'll be talking about them as we go through the programme. One listener says, I'm a new listener in the UK. I came across a Global Voice recently, and I came across Sounds Irish, and I enjoyed it. But, Joe, I was listening to your accent. Could you tell me, and the rest of the listeners, of course, a little about yourself? I detect, he goes on in his email, that you have a slight English accent of some sort, sounding like somewhere in the north of England, but it's well hidden by your Irish accent. You should tell my Irish friends that. I'm in a very strange position, because when my Irish friends want to wind me up, they call me English. When my English friends want to wind me up, they call me a bog Irishman. So I'll tell you exactly. I was born in Dublin. Lost my sight at the age of 2, went to school in Dublin, started my schooling in Dublin, and then at the age of 6, the family emigrated to Liverpool, and I hasten to add, they brought me with them. And I was in Liverpool from the age of 6 to the age of 22, when I returned to Ireland and worked over in County Mayo in the west of Ireland for 7 years, before moving to my current hometown in Bray on the east coast of Ireland. I still get across to Liverpool on occasions, and my brothers and sisters still live in England. So there you have it. Hence the slight, dare I say it, slight Liverpool accent that I have. So I hope, John, that's filled in a few little details for you. We move on now with a request, and this is a request, and I hope I've got the right song, but they did say it was a Mary Duff song, and it was Peter and Susan who were looking for a Mary Duff track, but they said that was recorded by somebody else. Now, that left me with a lot, I'll tell you, but I think this is what you were talking about. You say in your email that it was about cliffs or other. Now, it may be the cliffs of Baccalieu, but I'm taking a risk and thinking it was this one. From Mary Duff. Peter and Susan, I hope I've got the right track.
You may travel far, far from your own native home, far away. Far away o'er the foam, but of all the fine places that I've ever seen, oh, there's none to compare with the cliffs of Dunedin. Take a view o'er the mountains, fine sights you see there. You'll see the high rocky mountains on the west coast of Clare. Oh, the towns of Kilrush and Kilkee can be seen from the high road. cliffs of Dunedin. 'Tis a fine place to be on a fine summer's day, watching all the wild flowers that ne'er do decay. Oh, the hare and lofty pheasant are plain to be seen, making homes for their young round the cliffs of Dunedin. Fare thee well to Dunedin, fare thee well for a while. And to all the fine people I'm leaving behind, to the streams and the meadows where oft I have been, high rocky slopes round the cliffs of Dunedin. The high rocky slopes round the cliffs of Dunedin.
Now, this next email gives me great joy. Yes, because first of all, a couple of weeks ago, I played for the first time on the programme Michael O'Duffy. Well, first time for a long time. And a number of listeners emailed me to say how much they enjoyed the Michael O'Duffy song and could we have some more. Then, during the week, I got an email from a lady in the UK who said her name was Eileen O'Grady. And she said, I know there's an Irish song about me. I'm Irish myself, in as much as, well, I'm Irish descent. My grandparents were Irish and they came to live in Birmingham. But she said, I know there is a song about Eileen O'Grady. If you could find it, Joe, I'd be delighted if you could play it. Here's Michael O'Duffy for you and for all the Michael O'Duffy fans.
Come, come, beautiful Eileen, out for a drive with me. Over the mountain and down by the fountain, home through the valley, dear, won't it be lovely? Don't be unkind, make up your mind, and we'll drive to Castlebar. To the road I'm no stranger, for you there's no danger, so hop like a bird on me old jaunting car. There's a sweet little lady named Eileen O'Grady, I wish I could call her my own. Sure I won't be contented till she has consented to be Mistress Barney Malone. I first met this treasure out walking at leisure, alone on a bright summer day. Without any warning, at top of the morning, I just said to her right away, come, come, beautiful Eileen, out for a drive with me. Over the mountain and down by the fountain, home through the valley, dear, won't it be lovely? Don't be unkind, make up your mind, and we'll drive to Castlebar. To the road I'm no stranger, for you there's no danger, so hop like a bird on me, oh, jaunting car. When at last she consented, I felt quite contented, for me it was a moment of bliss. As we drove through Killarney without any blarney, from Eileen I stole a sweet kiss. We both sat together like birds of a feather. Well, whisper, I'll tell what was said. She promised me, Gara, to share joy or sorrow. So to her I'll sing when we are wed.
Come, come, beautiful Eileen, out for a drive with me. Over the mountain and down by the farms and home through the valley, dear, won't it be lovely?
Don't be unkind. Make up your mind and we'll drive to Castlebar.
To the road I'm no stranger, for you there's no danger. So hop like a bird on me, oh jumping car.
Eileen, I hope you enjoyed that. And now it's self-indulgence time again. I've spoken many, many times on Sounds Irish about this next singer, Ronan Tynan. This man has the most beautiful voice that you've heard for a long, long time. And I'm sure if you're a regular listener to Sounds Irish, you will agree with me. And if you're listening to us for the first time, have a listen to this man singing. He no longer lives in Ireland, unfortunately, and he doesn't seem to record too much. I've been looking around for new material from him, and it hasn't materialised yet. But please God, in the not-too-distant future, we'll get yet another album from Ronan Tynan. And here he is singing Sail Away.
We sail out on the water, hoping the tide will take us where we want to go. But life has subtle changes. Just when you want the wind is when it doesn't blow. Land fades from sight. From now on we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. See that rolls forever, sail away. Tomorrow will be different, taking a new direction from another star. And looking back is pointless. What's in the past just leads the way to and fades from sight. From now on we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. The center of your soul, on a sea that rolls forever, sail away. Steering by the stars, we find ourselves in places unanticipated, absolutely strange. Always on the move, wondering if we'd waited, would we still be happy, or is happiness in change? Is faith a lonely sailor, or are we meant to meet someone to help us through? And if we meet somebody, are we supposed to be the captain or the crew? Land fades from sight. From From now on we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. In the firmament of time, on a sea that rolls forever, sail away. Sail away. Sail away. Every
time I hear that track, I wait for that last note. Absolutely beautiful. Sung in falsetto, yes, but still dead in tune. And the arrangement of the whole thing, well, I can't say enough about that particular singer. He is absolutely brilliant. And now we change the style, because I've just mentioned the word singer. But some people might say this next artist is not a singer. Of course he is. He's a folk singer. And he sings it the only way. There is only one. Ronnie Drew.
I knew Danny Farrell when his football was a can, with his hand-me-downs and a Welliers and his sandwiches of bran. But now this pavement peasant is a full-grown bitter man, with all the trials and troubles of his travelling people's clan. He's a loser, a boozer, a me and you user, a raider, a traitor, a people police hater, so lonely and only what you'd call a courier. Still now, Danny Farrell, he's a man. I knew Danny Farrell when he joined the national school. He was lousy at the Gaelic, we called him Omadon, a fool. He was brilliant in the toss school, or trading objects in the pawn. By the time he was an adult, all his charming ways had gone. I knew Danny Farrell when we queued up for the dole, and he tried to hide the loss of pride that eats away the soul. Mending pots and kettles is a trade lost in the past. There's no handouts here for tinkers, was the answer when he asked. He's a loser, a boozer, a me and you user, a raider, a traitor, a people police hater, so lonely and only what you'd call a courier. Still now, Danny Farrell, he's a man. I still know Danny Farrell, saw him just there yesterday, drinking methylated spirits with some winos on the quay. He's 40 going on 80, with his eyes of hope bereft. And he told me this for certain, there's not many of us left. He's a loser, a boozer, a me and you user, a raider, a traitor, a people police hater, so lonely and only what you'd call a courier. Still now, Danny Farrell, he's a man.
The distinctive voice there of Ronnie Drew, summing up what we people would call a typical Dublin man, Danny Farrell. It's a very popular song, that, at ballad sessions, but only Ronnie Drew can sing it in my mind. Now, this next song, though it's not an Irish song, because I've heard various versions of it on the continent of Europe, but here we have the Fury Brothers, and they're telling us all about the Red Rose Cafe.
They come from the farms and the factories too, and they all soon forget who they are. The cares of today are soon washed away as they sit at a stool by the bar. The girl with green eyes in the Rolling Stone shirt doesn't look like she walks on the land. The man at the end, he's a very good friend of a man who sells cars second hand. Down at the Red Rose Cafe in the harbour, there by the port just outside Amsterdam, everyone shares in a song. And the laughter, everyone there is so happy to be there. The salesman relaxes with a few pints of beer, and he tries not to speak about trade. The poet won't write any verses tonight, he may sing a sweet serenade. So pull up a chair and forget about life. It's a good thing to do now and then. And if you like a tea, I have an idea. Tomorrow let's all meet again. Down at the Red Rose Cafe in the heart. The songs and the laughter, everyone there is so happy to be there. Down at the Red Rose Cafe in the harbour, there by the port just outside Amsterdam, everyone shares in the songs and the laughter. Everyone there is so happy to be there.
Well, friends, I hope you've enjoyed Sounds Irish for this week. Don't forget, if you want to drop me an email, it's joebollard2@aircom.net. JOEBOLLARD and a figure 2 at EIRCOM.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Friends, I do hope all is well in your world. But if it's not, my good friends, I will pray that you will be given the strength to cope. And I'm sure you will. Remember, you're not alone. Make me a little promise. If you say one for me before you close your eyes tonight, I'll say one for you. This is Joe Bollard saying, I hope you've enjoyed the program, particularly if you're joining me for the very first time. May good God bless you and yours. Take good care of yourselves and of one another. And until we're together next week, Joe Ballard saying, God bless, travel safely, sláinte, bye.